212A9C is a 10-year bar for persons with more than one unlawful entry. However, no period of unlawful that accrued before April 1, 1997 may be considered. Matter of rodarte, whatever. My question, or the person's question, I should say. Do unlawful entry departure before April 1, 1997 count towards 212A9C? For example, person tries to enter EWI December 1996, VRED at border, voluntary return, that is. Person reenters EWI January 1997. Does this person have a 10-year bar? Who wants that?
Eugene wrote a very good response already. I'll read it. So Eugene said, to be permanently inadmissible under 212A9C(I)(1) of the Act, an alien must have accrued, one, more than 1 year of unlawful presence in the aggregate, must have left the United States thereafter, and must have re-entered or attempted to re-enter the United States without being admitted. Any unlawful presence accrued prior to April 1st, 1997, or any unlawful entry or attempted re-entry into the United States prior to April 1st, 1997 does not count for purposes of inadmissibility under Section 212A9C(I)(1).
Actually, I didn't write that. That's a quote from the adjudicator's field manual, 40.9.2A4E1i. Credit where credit's due. Patrick, did you write the adjudicator's field manual? Or? No. Okay. Does anybody here have problems finding the adjudicator's field manual on the USCIS website? No? Good. Okay. It's a little tricky sometimes.